What's up, Benelux?
I'm Senior M. Josiah Brown on this edition of the AFN Benelux Report, Civil War Medal of Honor recipients in summer reading. Two Civil War Union soldiers posthumously received the Medal of Honor last week. Senior Airman Aaron Edwards has more on the story.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin inducted two Civil War Union soldiers into the Hall of Heroes during a ceremony at the Pentagon on July 4, 2024. Privates Philip G. Shadrach and George D. Wilson posthumously received the Medal of Honor for their heroism during the Great Locomotive Chase of 1862. General Randy A. George, Chief of Staff of the Army, spoke about the importance of this ceremony.
Just 18 miles from Chattanooga, the Raiders were forced to abandon the train and disperse into the woods. Unfortunately, all were captured. Rightfully, the Raiders of the Great Locomotive Chase were recognized as heroes throughout the Union. The survivors were summoned to Washington, D.C. to receive medals of honor. But due to some unknown oversight, Privates Shadrach and Wilson were not duly recognized. Now, 162 years later, we are setting that straight. Because these two men deserve their place in American history and in Army history. Private Shadrach and Private Wilson understood the grave risk ahead of them, yet they valiantly volunteered to go, to undertake a terrifying journey into enemy territory and attempt this bold and important task. It took incomparable courage, but they committed it for the cause and for their country. That kind of personal courage is at the heart of our Army, stewarded by soldiers like Shadrach and Wilson, and many exceptional men and women that have served and sacrificed in the years since. And it is codified in our creed that we will always place the mission first, never accept defeat, never quit.
America is rich in military history and memorials. If you would like to learn more about those who served our nation and gave the ultimate sacrifice, visit the American Battle Monuments Commission website.
The summer reading program is here. The program is free to register and is open to all ages and nationalities. There is no required reading list and you can read in any language. While supplies last, stop by the Shape International Library or Chevres Branch Library to pick up your t-shirt for registering, and then you're ready to read. For more information on this program, stop by the library or check them out on Facebook. That's the AFM Benelux Report. I'm Senior Airman Josiah Brown.